TED Audio Collective.
I really love my mom. I do. And I love helping her with stuff. And almost all summer, I'm available. Because you know the three best things about being an academic? June, July, and August. But inevitably, come fall, when I'm getting ready to teach, my mom's to-do list gets long. She wants me to go clothes shopping with her, see her financial advisor, help her fix her exercise bike, and I can't. It's not that I don't care about her wishes. It's not that I'm forgetting about her needs. I just need to get my head right before the school year begins. So this year, I had to set a boundary with my mom. I told her I would need some space and gave her a realistic timeline for when I could be my attentive self again. It was hard, but I did it. And I'm sure you've been in a similar position. But moms are one thing. What about setting boundaries at work? I'm Madhubha Akinola. This is TED Business. Our speaker today is Nedra Glover Tawab. She's a licensed therapist and a relationship expert. And she's here to tell us what we can do to set our own expectations on how we want to be treated in the workplace. Then after the talk, I'll give some examples of how I set boundaries at work. But first, a quick break.
Blockchain, NFTs, AI. What does this mean for you and me? I'm Sherelle Dorsey, host of the TED Tech Podcast, where we bring you the latest innovations and biggest ideas in tech. Tech is evolving fast and it affects our lives, from the metaverse to the watches on our wrists. You'll learn why people in AI make good business partners, about our future self-driving robo-taxi, what the next generation of Siri, Alexa, Google looks like, and a lot more. Find TED Tech on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
I'm a therapist whose job it is to help people create healthier relationships. And let me tell you, it can be really hard to tell someone what you need. It takes a lot of courage to stand up and say, this is the way I want to be treated. Most of us aren't so great at vocalizing to the people in our lives what makes us feel respected and valued. It's true with friends, family, partners, and it's also true at work. You gotta set healthy boundaries. Boundaries can be an intimidating term, but they're very simply the expectations and needs that help us feel safe and comfortable in relationships. Work is the relationship we spend the most time in, and yet it's also the place where we have the hardest time setting limits. We're scared that people won't see us as a team player. Our employers have boundaries built in, like the time your workday begins and how many vacation days you can have. But work boundaries need to be a two-way street. Boundaries for your employer and boundaries for you. Setting them can help you feel happier and more fulfilled in your roles, not to mention less exhausted and overwhelmed at work. We often assume that other people have the same rules for life as we do. We think they can tell our preferences and know our feelings from our body language. But no one, not the people you've known for years, and certainly not your coworkers, can read your mind. You have to explicitly state what you need. Communicating what works for us is one of the kindest things we can do. The short-term discomfort is so worth it for the long-term ease of having healthier boundaries in the workplace. Here are three steps to help you get started. Step one, identify the boundaries you need to set. There are so many different kinds. For example, you can tell a colleague what hours you are and aren't available to work. You can share that you need to leave the office promptly at 5 to pick up your children, or that you log off fully on the weekends to really recharge. You can tell them how you prefer to communicate, that you enjoy talking by phone rather than instant messaging or texting. Especially with your bosses, you can set boundaries around how you like feedback. You can say, I work best with clear deadlines. Can you please set one? Or you can tell them you like written notes on your work so you have time to digest the feedback. You can set boundaries on how you interact with people socially. For example, it makes me feel uncomfortable when you share gossip at my desk. Or, no, I'm not interested in drinks after work, but I'd love to go to a yoga class with you. You can even set boundaries around your calendar and ask that people ask you before throwing a meeting on it, as you prefer to be aware of what your day looks like. Step two, think about how and when to make the statement. Boundaries are like classroom rules. You want to set them as early as possible. People do it all the time in the job seeking process. They may say something like, I have vacation planned for these dates. Will I be able to take my vacation? If we can go into a new work environment and with people already knowing what we can and can't do, that's a beautiful way to show up. If that feels like too much, orientation can be a great time to set boundaries. When your supervisor tells you the workday ends at 6, just flow it in. That's perfect. I need to leave work at 6. One boundary I want you to set right away is to take every single day of paid vacation. You've earned it, you need the rest, and recharging is good for work-life balance. And by the way, it's perfectly acceptable to set boundaries for yourself when you notice something in the workday isn't making you feel good. So if you get a headache when you have 5 meetings in a day, tell yourself that 4 will be your maximum. If you get anxious trying to respond to 200 emails on Monday morning, don't do that first thing. Break it up in half-hour increments throughout the day. I have a set of boundaries around my work. For me, I like working in 30-minute chunks. I don't like answering every email as soon as I get it. I like sitting with the information before I respond. You have to set in motion those new habits and practices that will make you feel at ease. And now comes the most important part of the process. Step 3. You have to stick to the boundaries you set. If you say you're not available after 6, don't respond to the group chat. If you say you're not available on weekends, don't be available on weekends. When you respond to emails or agree to look at that proposal out of those bounds, you're teaching people that the boundary isn't real, that it's okay to violate it. Consistency is really key here. That might mean restating the boundary more than once. That might mean reminding yourself why you set the boundary in the first place. Setting boundaries is hard at first, but the more you do it, the easier it gets. Boundaries are contagious. Once you start to consistently implement them, others will too. You might be the inspiration that helps them set better boundaries. Even if they don't have the courage right now, it's now in the back of their mind.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Okay, I really needed to hear that. Nedra's right. None of us can read each other's minds, and the short-term discomfort of establishing boundaries is worth it in the long run. The thing I've realized is that healthy boundaries actually allow me to get my work done and done well. And that means being really upfront sometimes, like I had to do with my mom. Being upfront with others often means being honest with yourself first. I'm a perfectionist, like so many of us. So learning, for instance, to tell people that I'm going to send them a messy first draft instead of spinning my wheels trying to get each sentence right is a boundary I set for myself. This then allows me to meet deadlines and to manage the expectations of my coworkers. In the past, I've had a bad habit of letting meetings run long because I never want to cut people off abruptly. But now I really appreciate it when others are very disciplined about ending meetings on time. Some folks set a timer, others have their assistant knock lightly on the door. The reality is, they have someone else to meet with next or something to work on, and they're signaling that while respecting everybody's time. Nedra tells us that boundaries are contagious. So setting a boundary is not only helping yourself, it's helping others too. Maybe even your mom. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Pushkin Industries and fact-checked by Hana Matsudaira. Special thanks to Alejandra Salazar, Michelle Quint, Corey Hagen, and Colin Helms. I'm Madhu Baganola. Talk to you again next week.